Wildcats basketball coaches have always had to wait patiently for the end of football season before they get several players off the football squad. Wildcats basketball coach Clark Cipolletta welcomes in football players Monday. I talked with the Wildcats first-year head coach Clark Cipolletta Monday morning.
It's unfortunate, you know, to get them this early, but then again, we're getting some. We'll get about eight guys trying out for the team, so we'll see how it goes today.
Yeah, now usually some of those guys make it, and maybe some of them, you know, just have to say thanks for coming by, but no thanks. Or, you know.
Right, absolutely. It's been in the past, you know, you kind of had to beg kids to play, but kind of as our program's moving forward, we're having more kids come out, so it's a good problem to have, so we'll see how it goes.
Now, you know, we don't want to presuppose that anybody makes anything, but, you know, coming back to you, Kane, Cody, and also Jalen Dugan were big integral parts of the team last year.
Yes, sir. We look for big things out of those two. They're going to kind of be the catalyst, and I really look for them to lead the team as we move forward this year, and hopefully some of those other pieces coming to us will help out as well.
All right. I know Dylan Carpenter also played a lot or played some last year coming off the bench.
Right. Dylan Carpenter, he's a big body. He's going to return this year. We also have Bubba Hall, who's coming from football, along with some other guys trying it out. So.
Now, you've had a couple of scrimmages with the other guys, and how's that going for you?
It's gone really well. In my opinion, we're a lot further than we were last year, and just the more they're with us and more they are in our system, the better we're getting. We played a Denison team who had everybody. You know, they're still rusty from football, but we handled our own against them. And then a bigger chess team, we handled our own against them as well. So I was impressed.
Who's kind of stood out for you and kind of impressed you? This is their chance to kind of show you what they can do. So.
Well, it's kind of a crazy thing because they really all have improved. I haven't seen one person really go downhill. Garrett Jones, he played some varsity basketball last year. He's kind of leading it. We have Mason Buck and a new kid in Keontae Dunn. They're kind of bringing theirs to the table, along with Matthew Malone, Trenton Brock, Zach Haywood. They're kind of all contributing. So.
All right. So what's the plan? Now you've got just a little over a week before the first game, so I guess it's intensive practice time, right, for the guys that you select.
Oh, absolutely. We got a week to go. Got a lot of work to get done, and it's going to be intense. They're going to know what I'm going to expect, and either they can jump on board or we can move forward. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now, imagine even if a kid's moved down to JV or on the freshman team or whatever, you're still keeping an eye on those guys, and if you ever spot somebody that looks like he can help you on varsity, he may appear up there. You know, Kane Cody started out on the JV team last year. I remember that.
Absolutely. I have some kids in mind that possibly could help us if some things didn't go the way, you know, we planned it to with our older guys. But and I tell my older guys this, you know, I'm taking probably the best 12 to 15. If there's 12 to 15 freshmen that are better than you, I'm sorry, unfortunate, but we got to go forward with those guys.
KSST Sports.